Imagine a baby learning to crawl who gets stuck under furniture by pushing backward. She cries and thrashes, pushing harder, which only worsens her predicament. If she could speak, she'd blame the furniture, completely blind to how her own actions create her problem. This powerful metaphor illustrates the core concept of the box, a state of self-deception where we see others not as people with legitimate needs like ourselves, but as objects that either help or hinder our objectives. When we're in the box, our perception becomes fundamentally distorted. We inflate others' faults while exaggerating our own virtues. We blame others for problems we've helped create. What makes this concept so revolutionary is that it explains why so many workplace and relationship improvement efforts fail. When we're in the box, even our solutions become part of the problem. We might implement new communication protocols or accountability systems, but if we're seeing colleagues as problems to be fixed rather than people to be understood, we're doomed to failure. The most dangerous aspect is its invisibility. When we're in the box, we're convinced we're seeing things clearly, making it particularly resistant to conventional problem-solving approaches. We enter the box through self-betrayal, acting contrary to what we feel we should do for another person. Imagine hearing your newborn crying at night. Your impulse is to help your exhausted spouse, but you stay in bed while feeling increasingly justified in your inaction. This self-betrayal triggers a psychological chain reaction. To justify not helping, you begin seeing your spouse as lazy while viewing yourself as the victim. Your perception shifts. You inflate their faults. They're so lazy. Inflate your virtue. I work so hard. Exaggerate justifications. I need sleep for my meeting. And blame them. Why can't they handle this? This process happens unconsciously. We don't deliberately distort reality. It occurs naturally after self-betrayal. Once in the box, our feelings become accusatory. We believe others' actions upset us when our own self-betrayal is the true source of our negative emotions. This insight shifts the focus from changing others to changing ourselves. Self-deception's most troubling aspect is how it spreads through relationships and organizations. When we're in the box, we provoke others to enter their own boxes toward us, creating a destructive cycle of mutual blame called collusion. A mother in the box sees her teenage son as irresponsible, prompting her to hover and criticize. This causes her son to view her as dictatorial, making him rebel further. Each person's box requires the other's poor behavior as justification. Most insidiously, when we're in the box, we actually need others to behave badly. Their failures justify our position. Though we claim to want resolution, our self-deception undermines these efforts. This explains entrenched workplace conflicts. Department A blames Department B for missing deadlines, causing Department B to withhold information, which further justifies Department A's complaints. Each group feels justified while viewing the other as unjust. This reveals why people problems, poor engagement, conflict, lack of trust, stem from self-betrayal leading to self-deception. Common approaches to escaping self-deception fail. Trying to change others, coping with difficult people, leaving situations, communicating better, or changing behavior while still in the box. These don't address the fundamental problem, seeing others as objects rather than people. The way out begins with a shift in perception, seeing others as people with needs, hopes, and challenges as legitimate as our own. This isn't about surface-level behavioral changes, but transforming our core perspective. When we truly see others as people, our behavior naturally aligns with this view. Consider the company president whose relationship with his son deteriorated until the boy was arrested for drugs and shoplifting. At a wilderness treatment program, the father recognized how his self-justifying attitudes had damaged both his family and workplace culture. He had been seeing his son as a problem to fix rather than a person to understand. The moment we feel genuine regret for how we've treated others, we're already seeing them as people rather than objects. We're already out of the box. Transformation isn't about acquiring new skills, but accessing something we already possess, our innate ability to see and respond to the humanity in others. The fundamental workplace self-betrayal is forgetting that work's purpose is to achieve results together. Despite starting careers with collaborative intentions, many slip into blame patterns when challenges arise. True leadership means taking responsibility, even when circumstances justify blame. A legal mentor exemplified this when her subordinate made a significant document-checking error. Rather than reprimanding him, she took responsibility herself, demonstrating that serving the client mattered more than assigning blame. This inspired loyalty and showed how prioritizing results over self-justification enhances productivity. This approach can develop into an accountability transformation system that reduces self-betrayal while optimizing outcomes. The system keeps teams focused on concrete results while maintaining awareness of others' needs, replacing blame culture with a responsibility-oriented mindset where everyone becomes solution creators rather than victims. Organizations worldwide have integrated these principles into their operations. In hiring, they assess candidates' willingness to acknowledge their contributions to problems, a key predictor of success. Self-aware candidates typically become more effective team members. In team building, organizations report significant improvements in cooperation. Previously struggling teams now engage in more open dialogue, with meetings becoming less contentious. One tech company reduced internal conflicts by 40% after implementing these principles in leadership training. These concepts have transformed conflict resolution in various settings. A city police department uses them to de-escalate tensions by focusing on seeing suspects as people, virtually eliminating community complaints. Many judges now require understanding these concepts before mediation. These principles have also rehabilitated struggling employees. One frequently passed over employee began seeking honest feedback without defensiveness after understanding self-deception. When later leading an underperforming team, his commitment to seeing team members as people resulted in record-breaking performance. Self-deception isn't occasional. It's the underlying condition determining our relationship experiences and influence on others. The box isn't somewhere we visit. It's where many live constantly, blind to how we create the very problems we blame on others. When in the box, we misinterpret others' actions, seeing questions as challenges or requests as criticism. These distorted views become self-reinforcing, creating conflict cycles that validate our negative assumptions. This realization offers hope. If self-betrayal puts us in the box, choosing differently can free us. Each moment presents an opportunity to see others as people rather than objects and honor their needs instead of seeking justification. This choice, recognizing others as people with needs as legitimate as our own, forms the foundation of effective leadership and meaningful relationships. Available in every interaction, stepping out of the box transforms our impact and life experience, creating ripple effects throughout our personal and professional worlds.